for the rest of the story. The great ocean liner, the one they'd thought would float forever, was going down. A crewman stood on the deck clutching a little girl in his arms. He called to the passengers in the tiny lifeboat below, "Is this your child?" And the man in the lifeboat stood and motioned to the crewman. Yes, the toddler was his. The crewman must drop her into his arms before the ship sank completely. The crewman shouted back that he would. And with that, he held the screaming child above the pitching lifeboat far below the deck and hollered, "Ready?" And upon receiving the affirmative reply, he let her go. But the little girl would not release him. Her tiny fingers dug into his arms and her terrified cries grew louder. "Your daddy is down there," he told her soothingly. "Everything is going to be all right." Well, at last he pried the child's fingers loose. And she plummeted down, down, and then Anna, suddenly sitting upright in bed, beads of sweat dotting her face and forehead, would wake up. Over and over throughout her life, Anna would have the same dream, and it was a dream recollecting what had actually happened to her at the age of 2.5. She had tumbled safely into her father's arms. But in the awful-seeming eternity before she got there, were nurtured two lifelong fears, water and heights. Anna's father and mother survived the horrible event as well. In fact, the great ship did not sink after all. For this is the rest of the story. The voyage of the Britannic in the spring of 1887, almost precisely 25 years before the ill-fated maiden voyage of the Titanic. It happened on the first day out of New York Harbor. An America-bound steamer, the Celtic, emerged from the heavy fog and rammed the Britannic. The carnage was terrific. One child lost an arm, another his head. Scores aboard the Britannic were killed. Hundreds were injured. And it was midst this sensory cacophony, the shouts for help, the screams of agony, the sight of blood and dismembered limbs, that little Anna was hurled into nothingness. She would never, as long as she lived, forget that endless fall from the deck of the Britannic, neither awake nor in her dreams. And later on, when her parents prepared once again to leave for Europe by ship, little Anna tearfully insisted on staying behind. And so forever after would be stirred together in a poisonous brew the feelings of timidity, inadequacy, and abandonment. You may have thought that you'd figured her out, or perhaps wondered why you could never figure her out. For even at her simplest, she seemed so complex. Yet at the core of this poised, progressive, intelligent woman was a tiny child plummeting through space into a seemingly bottomless pit of fear and uncertainty. You, as all of us, have a picture of her in your mind. Only now and henceforth it'll be a double portrait, that of a shipwrecked child and a survivor named Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. Because now you know the rest of the story.